Could there be a long-awaited breakthrough in first-line therapy for triple-negative breast cancer? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP and Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. At ESMO 2025, just held in Berlin, Germany, results from the Phase 3 TROPION-Breast02 trial showed that datopotamab deruxtecan, or Dato-DXd, offers a major step forward for patients with triple-negative breast cancer who aren't eligible for immunotherapy. In this study of patients with locally recurrent inoperative or metastatic disease, datopotamab deruxtecan outperformed standard chemotherapy across key outcomes. Progression-free survival was almost doubled, 10.8 months, with datopotamab deruxtecan compared to 5.6 months on chemotherapy. Overall survival also improved at 23.7 months versus 18.7 months, translating to about 21% reduction in the risk of death. The response rate was 62% for datopotamab deruxtecan compared to 29% for chemotherapy. Side effects were manageable, with grade 3 or higher treatment-related events in 33% of patients receiving datopotamab deruxtecan and 29% on chemotherapy, even though treatment lasted longer on the antibody-drug conjugate. Overall, these findings support datopotamab deruxtecan as a new first-line standard of care for this challenging group of patients with advanced triple-negative breast cancer. In our next story, we learn of a new analysis of the landmark SELECT trial presented in The Lancet that found semaglutide provided significant cardiovascular protection regardless of how much weight a person lost. The study included over 17,600 adults aged 45 and older who were overweight or had cardiovascular disease but not diabetes. Patients were randomized to receive weekly semaglutide injections or placebo. After 2 years, semaglutide reduced major cardiovascular events, heart attacks, strokes, and cardiovascular death by 20%, and these benefits were consistent across all body mass index ranges. Importantly, the heart protection effect was not tied to the amount of weight loss. While reduction in waist circumference explained about one-third of the benefit, two-thirds remained unexplained, suggesting additional mechanisms beyond weight loss. The lead author, John Deanfield, MD, emphasized that semaglutide directly influences cardiovascular health, possibly through effects on blood vessel function, inflammation, and lipid control. These findings support broader use of GLP-1 receptor agonists for cardiovascular risk reduction, not solely for weight loss. And finally, 17 years after the introduction of HPV vaccines, new data confirms strong population-level benefits and herd protection amongst adolescent girls and young women. In a cross-sectional study published in JAMA Pediatrics, researchers analyzed data from more than 2,300 participants aged 13 to 26 between the years of 2006 and 2023. Vaccination rates climbed from 0 to over 80%, and infections with vaccine-covered HPV types dropped dramatically. Among vaccinated participants, infections fell by 98% with the bivalent vaccine, 94% with the quadrivalent vaccine, and 76% with the 9-valent version. Unvaccinated participants also benefited, with HPV infections falling to about 70%, indicating robust herd protection. Importantly, reductions were seen even among sexually experienced individuals and those who had not completed the full vaccine series, suggesting potential benefits from fewer doses. The authors emphasize that widespread vaccine uptake remains critical, as only about 27% of girls globally have received at least one HPV vaccine dose. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce City for production assistance. Join me next time for another episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.